This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
This one goes out to the one I love. This one goes out to the one I've left behind.
Governments don't love. Governments can dispense law and justice, but not love.
My time.
Okay.
Goes out to the one I love.
It's about 25 before the hour. A little good news and a little indefinite news from here in the Georgia primary. Ralph Reed has had his ass handed to him. He was defeated by Casey Cagle, who is, you know, a typical right-wing Republican Christo-fascist, but not of the ilk of Ralph Reed. Ralph Reed has conceded the race for lieutenant governor of Georgia. Hopefully he will wind up on the ash heap of history or in a prison somewhere. So, and thanks to Willie T, who emailed this to me from Sacramento. Thanks for the information about my own lieutenant governor's race down here. I had no idea. So in the Republican primary for lieutenant governor, Ralph Reed has gone down in a pile of muck and filth and dirt and undigested burps. You know, what a thug. Cynthia McKinney, however, it's a different story. She is in second place in a field of three. Hank Johnson has 49% of the vote. Cynthia McKinney has 42% of the vote, with 28% of the precincts reporting. Now, this is bad because there were early reports today. As a matter of fact, let's just bring Brad on here. Brad Friedman checking in with us from L.A. Brad, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike. Thanks. How are you?
I'm doing all right. Most people know who you are. That's why I didn't come up with a big, long introduction. Go to bradblog.com if you don't know who my guest is. Most people who listen to this program will know damn good and well who you are. But if you don't know Brad Friedman, go to his blog site, bradblog.com. Check it out and make yourself familiar with it. You had reports posted on your blog site today, didn't you, that Hank Johnson, some people reporting that their votes for Cynthia were turning up for Hank Johnson. Is that right?
Yeah, we got reports early on. Actually, before I answer that, did I hear you say earlier in the show that you voted on the Diebold touchscreen system and it felt like you were touching Satan's ass?
Satan's ass, yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Why are
right.
you so cruel to Satan?
I don't know. Yeah. I guess because I don't believe in any of that garbage, but but it did. It had a real slick feel, like I would imagine Satan's ass would feel.
I see. In any case, yeah, we've been getting reports all morning, and actually I didn't even get to bed till 6 a.m. out here last night. And just before I went to bed, I got a note from the McKinney camp that they were already getting reports this morning of what has become far too common now in these elections, where we see this vote hopping, this vote flipping, where they go in to try to vote for one candidate and the other one comes up. And when this happens, it always seems to go only one way.
Right.
So it was, you know, people trying to vote for McKinney. It would flip to Hank Johnson, according to those reports. And so far, we've yet to hear any reports that were the other way around, where they're trying to vote for Hank Johnson and it jumps over to Cynthia McKinney.
Isn't that funny? Now, for
yeah.
people who don't know Georgia politics, Hank Johnson is a Democrat, too. This is the Democratic primary for District 4 Congress. But when I voted today, like you may have heard, the kid was taking a nap, so I had to go, and then Kathy went, or vice versa. So, and neither one of us, when we voted for McKinney, and the ballot came up showing what we had voted for, all the issues and all the people we had voted for, it remained at McKinney. Now, what happens after that, I don't know.
Well, that's it. It doesn't really matter what it says.
It makes no difference
in your state, because
right.
you've got. I mean, we're fighting some incredible problems out here right now in California concerning this Busby Bilbray race to replace Duke Cunningham down in San Diego, and they also use it's an all Diebold county, but at least they use Diebold optical scan, which isn't much better, and I can explain why. But they also use the Diebold touchscreens that have paper audit trails, which are also somewhat useless by and large. On the other hand, all of that is better than what you guys have out there in Georgia.
Oh, it's horrifying. We have nothing. You stand there. They give you a little a card with a magnetic strip. You insert it into the machine. The machine lights up, gives you your instructions, and you start touching the screen. When you're finished, a master screen comes up and shows you everything you voted for, if it hasn't been flipped at that point. And then you touch finish, and you walk away, and you hand one of the precinct workers the little magnetic stripe card.
Yeah.
You know, it's like some 1980s-era video game.
It's horrific. You have no way, zero, it is impossible to prove that the way you voted is the way that it was actually recorded.
Right.
The Board of Elections can't do it, and if there's a close race, there is nothing to go back and recount. They simply hit the same machine, the same button again. It's extraordinary. In Georgia and Maryland, really, were the two original Diebold showcase states that allowed this to go on. And, I mean, you guys, as far as I'm concerned, you know, democracy is done down there in Georgia.
Oh, right. It simply doesn't exist.
Yeah.
It's a fraud, a hoax, and a myth. And the only reason Kathy and I continue is going on what Greg Palast said, make them steal it. Turn out by the millions, make the bastards steal it if they're going
to
steal it.
Yeah. And you know, the voter ID nonsense that's been going on down there in Georgia is almost beside the point when you're dealing with this crazy system that you guys have in place. Finally, I'm hoping, though, people are beginning to notice what the hell is going on here.
Mm-hmm.
And we're seeing more and more reports on this, and even from right-wingers. Lou Dobbs has been reporting on this now for the past month. I was on, believe it or not, of all places, Roger Hedgecock, who, he sits in for Rush Limbaugh quite frequently. He's got a show down in San Diego. He makes Ann Coulter seem like Cindy Sheehan, yet he got it. And, when I talked to him about what happened in this Busby Bilbray business with these sleepovers of these voting machines, Diebold voting machines,
right.
You know, he said, you're right. This is absolutely insane.
For people who don't know, Brad, what a sleepover is, that's when the precinct workers take home active voting machines?
Yeah, they've been they send home these these programmed election ready voting machines with the poll workers, and they
why do they take them home? What's the point there?
Well, this was actually it's been done for years because this is the way that they used to deploy these voting machines to make sure that they were there first thing in the morning on election day. The problem is, in just the past few months, we've now confirmed dozens of vulnerabilities specifically in the Diebold voting machines that allow them to be hacked in less than 2 minutes' time, no password necessary. This is on both the optical scan and touchscreen, although the touchscreen is even far worse. So they came out with a new emergency security mitigation requirements at both the federal level and the state level in just the past few months that said, you've got to up the security for the storage of these systems, which was then completely ignored when the Registrar of Voters down here, Michael Haas, in San Diego, sent these voting machines home in the first federal election of the year and the first one to be run since these new requirements have been put in place. They're running around saying, oh, this is, we used to do this all the time. Yeah, they did, but it didn't used to matter.
Right.
Now it does, and when they sent them home, they breached security, which means they automatically became decertified at both the state and federal level. So essentially, every vote that occurred in that Busby Bilbray important bellwether race for this
mm-hmm.
November was essentially cast on a decertified machine and was therefore an illegal vote.
Oh, Jesus.
And there's no way, in the meantime, to prove that the numbers they reported are accurate. It's like, if you had a blood sample from a crime scene and you sent it home with a worker for a week to keep it in his car or his garage,
mm-hmm.
And they'd laugh it out of court if you tried to bring it into the crime lab or anything else. That's what we've got here with these machines, since it's now been proven that if you can game one of the machines, it can then affect every other machine in that race. you know, it's not a conspiracy theory if it only takes one person, Mike, and that's what's going on here.
Well, right, and that's what irritates me about so-called mainstream media treating the theft of people's votes as some sort of conspiracy theory for the past 5 years. No, this involves a computer technology and math. And if that's a conspiracy theory, then, okay, people that believe in representative government are guilty, I guess. Let me ask you this. We'll come back to that, but this Democracy Fest, this is the third one in San Diego, right?
I think they were held elsewhere before. It was the first one that I attended. This one was in San Diego over the weekend.
Right, but the third annual, and this one in San Diego. That started as a Howard Dean event?
I think it did. It is sponsored by DFA, which used to be Dean for America, I guess, and now it's Democracy for America, and it's actually run by his brother, Jim Dean.
Right. Now, I have to plead ignorance here. I've been focused on this ongoing situation in the Middle East and in Iraq. What is Democracy Fest in San Diego? Just give us a sketch here.
Yeah, well, it's largely a gathering of grassroots activists who come together really from all over the country for panels and workshops. And I spoke on the election integrity panel out here, and they had a big concert on Saturday night with where Howard Dean spoke and Al Franken spoke and Mark Maron and Paul Hackett and a bunch of folks. And it's, you know, it's just an event to gather to deal with how to move forward the progressive agenda, essentially.
Mm-hmm. All right, you hear the music. Let me do some. Do a commercial break here, Brad, and then we'll come back. You can stick around a little bit.
I'd love to.
Okay, stay where you are. We'll be right back. We're talking with Brad Friedman, who is whose website bradblog.com is one of the most visited on the internet. And who has also become one of the go-to guys about this entire issue of voter fraud. Stick around. We'll continue this in a moment. This is Air America.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Are you tired of sitting on the sidelines, watching as others make big profits in the market and your investments just sit there collecting dust? Well, what if there was a way to get in the game and start generating real wealth, real profit? To become an active, profitable trader regardless of your experience level or whether the market is going up or down? And what if there was a way you could do it for free? Introducing Top Trader, a proven system that shows you the tips, tricks, and secrets the pros use on Wall Street for free. That's right, free.
I continue to pull in between $7,500 and $10,000 a week.
Developed by two guys that have made more money in the market in 35 years than most of us could dream of. Top Trader's proven system gives you the tools you need to succeed and get rich.
There isn't an easier way to get rich.
Call now and we'll rush you a free CD that shows just how easy it really is. Come on, it's a free CD. 1-800-440-7572. That's 1-800-440-7572. 1-800-440-7572.
It's time to decide. We don't need the decider. Hi, Truth Seekers. I'm Mike Malloy, and you can hear me on Air America Radio. If you're looking for that perfect, one-of-a-kind gift, visit ImpeachBushGame.com, where you'll find Impeached, the board game that exposes the high crimes of George W. and his criminal administration. From the Iraq War to today's outrageous gas prices, Impeached tells it like it is. Go to ImpeachBushGame.com. That's ImpeachBushGame.com, and buy a piece of history today.
Jerry Springer.
These clowns who are in Washington, they can't do anything about solving real problems in our lives, like whether or not we're going to have health care, how good are our schools, whether or not we're going to have jobs, whether or not we have homeland security, or the real issues, the budget, the deficit, what's happening to our tax dollars. They can't deal with that, so they waste our time and our money with these symbolic issues to somehow show they really love our country.
Jerry Springer on 1190 WLIB.
I have an invention, but I don't know what to do next.
Are you an inventor? Or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, grab a pen and get ready to write down a toll-free number. InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information for you.
I really like thinking about inventions, but then what?
Find out how you can obtain free information for recording your invention's date of origination, plus material of interest to new inventors.
I've done enough thinking. Now, I'm going to call.
Learn how to get your free information by dialing 1-800-771-1731. Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this inventor's information. It's a free call, so dial 1-800-771-1731. That's 1-800-771-1731.
What if I told you that you could learn a new language the same way you learned your first language, with no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills? You'd have every right to be skeptical, especially if you struggled with languages in the past. That's why we want to send you a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone. You'll find out what U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, and NASA already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Call now to request your free CD-ROM and try it with our compliments. This amazing demo includes 28 languages. Learn a language better than you thought possible and faster than you ever imagined. Call 1-800-441-6064 and we'll rush you the free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today. Remember, there's no tedious translation, memorization, or drills. Call for your free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today and see how easy and effective it really is. The number is 1-800-441-6064. That's 1-800-441-6064.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on AirAmericaRadio.com.
Our plan is working. We're going to make elections.
Is he saying elections or erections, Kathy? I have no idea. It's 10 before the hour. This is Air America. I'm Mike Malloy. I'm talking with Brad Friedman, who's calling in from Los Angeles or San Diego?
Los Angeles.
From Los Angeles. He is the man at bradblog.com. And again, most of the people who listen to this program are familiar with that site. But if you're not, please go there every day. Go there every day. All right, Democracy Fest, you were involved in this. To what extent was the focus on these abominable machines that are used in so many states and so many precincts around the country?
Well, I'd say it was very interesting because the that whole special election, the U.S. House election, the Busbee-Bilbray election, was in San Diego. Really, it was a coincidence because Democracy Fest had been planned for San Diego some months before. So it was really, I guess we'll call it kismet that it ended up being in San Diego, the very heart of what I believe, frankly, is the most important, frankly, the last, best, and only chance to achieve any kind of real election reform between now and November is highlighting what happened in that San Diego race, trying to bring it to court. We're trying to raise the money. The Democrat, believe it or not, the DNC came out on Friday calling for a complete hand count of all 150,000 ballots in that election. And that's, you know, unheard of for the DNC to get involved in these sorts of things. So it's really bad. And the fact that, DemFest just happened to be in San Diego was, I guess, a lucky coincidence. The result, though, I think, was that these issues of electoral integrity really underscored the entire 3 days out there, beginning with, Franken was broadcasting from San Diego, from the DemFest, and he started talking about it. He had a guest, and they began talking about this Busbee-Bilbray race and began to refer to Bilbray as having won, and frankly, the crowd went nuts and they started, booing the guest who was talking about why Bilbray won, when the fact of the matter is nobody to this day, Mike, can prove that Brian Bilbray won that race.
I'm just curious, what was Al Franken's position when the guest was talking about Bilbray won?
Well, there was, a lot of people yelling and screaming, and he was, let's say, hedging his bets. For whatever reason, I was down there. He decided not to have me on to talk about this, but he was hedging his bets and saying, people here in the House seem to feel that perhaps the election was not clean in the race, and the audience went crazy.
Yeah, I wonder if he's going to take that attitude when he runs for the Senate in Minnesota, and any sort of touchscreen voting apparatus that are used there start to trend away. You know, if exit polling or pre-election polling shows Al Franken with a lead, and then all of a sudden he loses it, I wonder if the attitude would be the same.
Well, you know, that's what's really bizarre about this. I've been on this beat, as I'm sure you know, since the early morning hours, frankly, of November 3rd, 2004.
Right.
And I'm puzzled by a lot of the attitude from other progressive bloggers, from the Democratic Party, certainly from the DLC types out there who seem to be sort of whistling past the graveyard here that everything is fine, nothing to worry about, and yet the evidence keeps mounting and mounting. I mean, at an alarming rate, you've even got, the Washington Post now writing an article just last week saying that a single person can reverse an election. So these guys who haven't been getting it, who thought it was conspiracy theory or nonsense, are quickly becoming the minority. And I think that the Americans in general, look, Lou Dobbs did a quick poll the other night, said, should we end the use of electronic voting machines until we can guarantee their security? And the response came back 97% to 3. and he's no lefty moonbat.
No, not at all. Well, I agree with you. I can't understand why so many so-called progressives, especially those in media, whether it's talk radio or print or what little bit of liberal television commentary is available, why they haven't accepted the truth of this matter. What the hell does it take? I was bad enough in 2000 with Choice Point and the purging of the voter rolls and the fraud that occurred there. It was bad enough in 2002 here in Georgia. It was horrifying in Ohio in 2004. What do these people need?
Yeah, I don't really know. I mean, because I'm talking about my colleagues, my liberal progressive blogger colleagues who seem to be, look, they're very concerned about the issues that are on the table. We all need to be. However, ultimately, if you can't vote the bad guys out, all the talk in the world about the issues and, you know, the votes left and right and all that nonsense, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter at all.
And that's really the bottom line that I've been, the case that I've been trying to make for 2 years. It doesn't matter. You've got to put integrity of the system first, and you got to take on, even if it's Democrats. Look, it was Democratic Secretary of State out there, Kathy Cox.
Oh, I know, who apparently is going to be defeated in the Democratic primary for governor, thank God.
What a pity.
And it was Kathy Cox who refused to open her eyes. The irony here is almost so thick you can cut it. If Kathy Cox loses the Democratic primary because of vote tampering, and I'm not suggesting that Mark Taylor, who is going to whip her ass, who I happen to support in the Democratic primary. I've got some reservations about him as a progressive Democrat, but I'm going to support him anyway. If Kathy Cox has any sort of suspicion whatsoever tomorrow morning that some of these machines might not have recorded the way they were supposed to, and that cost her the election, or came close to costing her the election, the irony is going to be so thick you couldn't walk through it.
Well, she is on the brochure of for Diebold, and I'm sure she'll have a higher paying job if she doesn't win today.
All right, can you say, I'll tell you what, let's do another 5 minutes or 6 minutes, but we have to do this top of the hour break, all right?
As long as you need me.
All right, stay right there. We'll come back to Brad Friedman in the break here. Go to his website, take a look at what he's got there, and this is a site you should visit every single day, bradblog.com. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
So we're back, and we've got more music coming up in just a second. But first, this news just in. Looks like the government and private banks are liquidating houses. These are homes that have been foreclosed, confiscated, or repossessed, and they may be sold for little or no money down. For all listeners whose last names start with the letters A through N, you can get a list of these foreclosures by calling 1-800-322-5130. Listeners' names starting with O through Z should call tomorrow. Now, it says here, every house must be sold. The government and banks are very motivated to sell these homes, and they may be sold for little or no money down. Looks like there's currently over 40,000 foreclosures being liquidated. Now, homes may be sold for little or no money down. If your last name begins with A through N, get your list by calling CRN at 1-800-322-5130. Everyone else, call tomorrow. No credit? Hey, it's okay. For a foreclosure list, call 1-800-322-5130. 1-800-322-5130.
The Majority Report.
How little these lawmakers, these Republicans in control of both the House and the Senate, are doing for this country. It's all just simply a bunch of grandstanding to appeal to their fundamentalist Taliban base. Republicans, confronting the possibility of losing control of Congress this November, are doing everything possible to mobilize their base of social conservatives, including a campaign emphasis on abortion, gay marriage, and broadcasting decency. Oh, exactly. Those are the big problems facing this country right now.
The Majority Report on Air America Radio.
You know how they say that everything that's ever been broadcast on Earth is still traveling through outer space? In the case of Air America Radio, that would sound a little like this.
That's a little tough to listen to, right? So we've unraveled a lot of the best shows we've ever done and plopped them on the internet at Air America Premium. That way you can listen to great moments from Air America shows one at a time. So you could go out in space to hear this stuff, or you can find out more about Air America Premium from the comfort of your own home at airamerica.com.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on AirAmericaRadio.com.
Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley. A new report says subtle variations of the paper ballots used in Cuyahoga County in Ohio in the May primary election made them unreadable to optical scanners and caused lengthy delay in counting the votes. It was the county's first election using Diebold's touchscreen and optical scan voting systems. SysTest Labs, a Denver-based company hired by the county to find the source of the problem, determined the ballots were similar to the format recommended by the Ohio Secretary of State staff. However, black line separating sections were thicker than on the Cuyahoga County ballots than on those used elsewhere in Ohio, where the scanners could read the ballots with no problem. SysTest also reported that Diebold did not warn customers that using thicker black lines would create problems. Opponents of electronic voting allege the machines are open to computer hackers prone to errors that could assign votes to the wrong candidate. Lawsuits have been filed over their use in a number of states. It was George Bush's decision to stop the investigation of domestic spying without warrants, according to Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez. It was Bush who blocked Justice Department lawyers from pursuing an internal investigation of the Bush administration's warrantless eavesdropping program. Earlier this year, the Justice Department's Office of Professional Responsibility announced it could not carry out an investigation into the role of Justice Department lawyers in putting together the program. They said they couldn't get the necessary security clearance. Today, Gonzalez told a Senate panel George Bush would not grant the access that would be needed for the investigation to go forward. Under the eavesdropping program, the National Security Agency intercepts some phone calls and email in the U.S. without court approval. The Bush administration has withdrawn free credit monitoring for veterans whose personal information was stolen. The White House made the decision after the laptop computer containing their data has been recovered. In a letter to House Speaker Dennis Hastert, Budget Director Rob Portman said he was canceling the request for $160 million in additional funding for a year of free monitoring to millions of vets and active duty troops. Portman said the FBI had determined that the information on the stolen laptop and external drive were not accessed or compromised. Veterans groups have said they should still get the free credit monitoring following the stolen data scandal. This is Air America Radio News.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing lists you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-430-8122 and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-430-8122. 1-800-430-8122.
Premature babies need hope, love, and you. Premature birth is the leading cause of newborn death and many serious health problems. It happens to 1 out of 8 babies in the U.S. You can help premature babies by joining March of Dimes Walk America and raising money to support research and programs to find out how to prevent premature birth and how to help families who experience it. Register today. Get your sponsor form at Kmart or Famous Footwear or visit walkamerica.org or call 1-800-525-WALK.
It's my first day to be a big brother. Maybe I'll take him to a movie. No, not big enough. I'll take him to a carnival. Yeah, we can go on a Ferris wheel. It's gotta be big. It's gotta be huge.
Hi, I'm Alex.
Hey, Alex. I'm Felipe. What do you want to do today?
I was thinking maybe watch the game on TV.
Yeah, cool. I was thinking that too.
When you're a mentor, it doesn't matter what you do. The important thing is spending time together. To be a mentor, go to BigBrothersBigSisters.org. A public service message brought to you by Big Brothers, Big Sisters, and the Ad Council.
Feel great. Apply for life insurance without ever having to meet with a life insurance salesperson. Hi, it's Carol again with Life Quotes, where we track the rates of more than 60 leading life insurance companies. Here's a useful tip. Life insurance prices have never been lower than they are right now. For example, a male non-tobacco user age 40 can apply for a $500,000 policy for less than $21 per month. For free quotes, call 800-670-LIFE. That's 800-670-LIFE, or visit lifequotes.com to view the lowest rates.
The Majority Report.
We're broke, folks.
Broke, folks.
The Republicans have raised the national debt ceiling
5 times,
from $5 trillion to $10 trillion in the past 5 years. This redistribution of the tax burden onto people who make money from a paycheck to the rest of the 99.7% of this country.
We're going to have to make up the loss of $1 trillion
over the next 10 years when this thing is supposedly repealed.
The Majority Report on Air America Radio.
Support our troops. We hear it practically every day. It's something we all agree on. Whenever and wherever the men and women of our armed forces are called, we send our support with them. It's something we all do. And supporting the USO is how it's done. The USO receives no government funding and depends entirely on the generosity of the American people. To find out more, call us at 888-USO-5566 or visit our website at USO.org.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on AirAmericaRadio.com.
Welcome back. It's about 7 past the hour. This is Air America. I'm Mike Malloy. We are talking with Brad Friedman of bradblog.com. If you were good listeners and obedient, you went to his website during the break. For those of you who are not familiar with it, if you are incorrigible listeners, you didn't go. Brad, I've got a guy on hold here, a Republican. He says he's a Republican from Sacramento. His name is Jeff, and he says you're a phony, that you're scaring people to not vote. Do you want to talk with him?
I would be delighted to talk.
All right. Well, let's bring Jeff up, Mr. Associate Producer. Jeff, welcome to the program. Say hi to Brad Friedman.
Hi, Brad.
Hi, Jeff. How are you?
All right. Now,
fine.
Jeff, it says here that you think Brad is a phony. What do you mean?
Well, I've been listening to him on different shows,
I listen locally here on Christine, and he's been saying things that to me is scaring people unnecessarily, because much of what he is saying I find to be untrue.
All right, now let's stop right there. You say he's saying things to scare people, and you find most of it to be untrue. What in specifically that Brad Friedman has said do you find to be untrue? Now be specific.
Okay, well, the election down here in San Diego and the machines that are involved with the election. Okay, for one thing, the machines. I noticed that Brad over the time period has kept saying, using the word, let's say, hack. And these machines cannot be hacked. They can
okay, stop. All right, stop there. Brad, Jeff says they can't be hacked.
Well, then he's going to have to, since he's in Sacramento, he may want to walk right on over to the State House there, talk to Secretary of State Bruce McPherson's own team of voting systems security experts, who confirmed in a report issued in February from the UC Berkeley, which said not only can they be hacked, the optical scan, Diebold optical scan systems and the touchscreen systems, but they have additionally found 16 additional ways in which they could be hacked during that study. And then just, I think it was about 2 or 3 weeks ago on the PBS NewsHour, David Jefferson, who is Secretary of State McPherson's own lead scientist, said not only are these concerns real, but the big danger now is that it has been confirmed that one person, once one machine is affected, all of the other machines in that election can also be affected. Now, let me add one thing. Jeff is right in that he should be skeptical. He should hold my feet to the fire, and he should hold every journalist's feet to the fire. Now, because I'm a blog, it's incumbent on me to actually prove what I report, unlike folks like Associated Press, New York Times, Washington Post. So when I report, I will give you information that allows you to independently verify everything that I say. I think that's incumbent upon me.
But I
believe I can back up everything that I say. There are links to information from which I am reporting.
Okay, now let me ask you, Jeff, do you trust the Secretary of State of the state of California, or is he a liar too?
I have been constantly talking to Bruce McDonald about this. Oh, let me see. I have been talking to the Secretary of State, and I talked to Bruce McDonald, who is a Diebold specialist for that office. And I've been talking to San Diego. I've been talking to Ohio on all these accusations of cheating. And, you know, the machines can be tampered with, which is what basically it is. Yeah, but you have to be able to touch the machine. If they, that means that you have to make sure that the chain of custody is secure totally so that it can't be tampered with.
That's right. And down in San Diego, the chain of custody went out the window when they sent these voting machines home with poll workers who
right.
stored them in their garages, in their cars, and even the registrar of voters down there in San Diego told me directly that storage in people's cars cannot be considered secure. Look, Bruce
But that's not what happened, though, Brad. Let's see, they took them home, and number one, the machines were triple sealed so that it cannot be unseal and then be resealed, so that the only way that the seal can come off is when it comes to the polling place the next morning, and all the poll workers are there to witness that the seal was there. And number two, when I was challenging you there, you did one of these things for Pete down there, and I got on a little bit late, but I brought up the point about the fact that these seals were there, and you keep bringing up old newscasts about these seals that happened in 2004. So it almost feels like I'm trying to get you to say, did something happen in 2006 that would say that...
Okay, look, I want to end this discussion, but I just want to ask you one thing, Jeff. Why do you feel it's important to you
to believe that these voting machines are not capable of being tampered with and are not, in fact, in the face of all the evidence of what happened in Ohio, why do you insist on saying, no, the system is secure? Do you genuinely believe that?
Well, see, I started this.
I need a quick answer here, Jeff. Do you genuinely believe that the voting machine system of casting your ballot is secure?
I believe it's as secure as can be.
No, you're hedging your answer there. Let me hedge the question. Do you believe it's secure enough to record accurately what people are voting?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
And let me jump in, Mike, if I could.
Sure.
Say, if Jeff can provide a single computer scientist or computer security expert who will come forward and say that these voting machines are secured, I'd be delighted to find it.
All right. Now, why is that, Jeff?
In the country.
Jeff, why is that? Why do people who understand these machines to a far greater degree than you or I ever will, and to the last person, they say these things are eminently hackable and cannot be counted on as being secure? Are they lying, too?
There has not been one incident where there's any...
Okay. All right. I give up. Jeff, I appreciate your call, but I'm going to let you go now. Thanks a lot. Thanks for checking in. I appreciate it. I'm not that good of a talk show host, Brad, that I can keep that kind of discussion going. After a while, I just want to start stuffing pencils into my eye sockets.
Oh, listen, I love those guys because... You know, I counter them with actual information.
It doesn't matter. You gave him actual information. You need to be. Are you a talk show host? You need to have a talk program on a regular basis, and then you can go insane because you sound very rational, very sane, like a really good guy. I used to be that way.
I got to you, didn't I?
Oh, big time! All right, we've got 2 minutes left here, Brad. What is a very important thing you want this particular audience to hear from you tonight?
Let me give you just 2 points. One, to finish up with that fella, to say that this guy he's talking to at the Secretary of State's office, Bruce McDonald, actually has documents that he has put out on official Secretary of State stationery that has been written by Diebold employees, a guy by the name of Rob Pelletier. So they are in the State House in Sacramento.
Whistleblower.
Working out of the State House with Bruce McPherson.
Now, you're talking about a whistleblower action?
No, not in this case. Those whistleblower actions you're referring to, perhaps Bobby Kennedy's suit.
Oh, yeah, that's the Kennedy-Papantonio thing. Okay.
Yeah, those are whistleblowers that I actually originally reported on over at Brad Blog. I passed over to those guys. Those suits are going to be great when you get to see what they are. No, but I'm saying inside the State House, it has actually been shown. Blackboxvoting.org had the documents that showed that, in fact, a Diebold employee is now writing documents, a fellow by the name of Rob Pelletier, writing documents for Bruce McPherson. The other thing I want to throw in here, we're fighting like hell. The citizen patriots, this army of ragtag citizen patriots down there in San Diego are trying to hold off a tsunami of corruption from this registrar, Michael Haas. And that election is not about Busby or Bill Bray. It's not about California. It is about November, and they need support so they can go to court and hold this guy accountable. Please, folks, support them. It's the most important action between now and November. Go to velvetrevolution.us, if you could, and please donate so that they can. All of that money will be used towards the actions to demand accountability in the CA50 Busby Bilbray race to affect now what will happen in November. You cannot wait until these elections are over. That's what we've found out down there more than anything in this battle.
All right, Brad, it's velvetrevolution.us.
That's it.
Okay, Brad, thank you so much. We need to stay in closer touch, and I hope you're going to be back on the program again soon.
I'm here for you at a moment's notice, anytime, Mike.
Well, I really do appreciate what you and a couple other people got started. You guys may go down in history as the people who made a real effort to save this democracy. Thanks a lot, Brad.
Thank you, brother. Thanks
All right.
for banging the drum.
All right. Appreciate you checking in. We'll be back after the break. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.